This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. This will just take a minute. Fall is here, and across the country, leaves are turning their traditional autumn colors. And as always, the sight of so many trees decked out in brilliant reds, yellows, and golds prompts leaf peepers, kindergartners, and even scientists to ponder, how come they do that? After all, it takes energy to produce all those pretty pigments, so why would a tree bother to do it if those leaves are only going to turn brown and fall off anyway? Now scientists at the University of North Carolina think they know the dirty secret. It's the soil. Surveying the sweet gum and maple trees in a nature preserve in Charlotte, the North Carolina researchers found that trees that grew in nutrient-poor soil produced more red pigment, results they just presented at the annual meeting of the Geological Society of America. Their findings back a discovery made in 2003 by a researcher in Montana who found that blocking the production of red pigments in plants that like to make them renders their leaves unusually sensitive to sunlight. These supersensitive leaves deliver fewer nutrients to the plant. So when the soil is poor, it would make sense to make pigment to keep those leaves working longer, which is good for the trees and for the peepers. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkin.